This is Optimal Parenting Daily, episode 217, What Your Child Needs to Succeed, by Adina Sokloff of ParentingSimply.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to OPD on this fine Sunday. Glad to have you here. I'm Greg Audino, your host and narrator, and today I'm going to be reading a post from Adina Sokloff of Parenting Simply. She's got insight as to what your child needs to succeed in life and how to cultivate that now as parents. So, let's jump right into this one and optimize your life. What Your Child Needs to Succeed, by Adina Sokloff of ParentingSimply.com. What do you think the most important thing might be that your child needs to succeed? My answer to that question is that self-control is essential to classroom success. It is the single most important factor in helping children succeed in every aspect of their lives, as well as becoming well-adjusted adults. In a groundbreaking study by Walter Mischel, children were put in a room with two marshmallows on a plate in front of them. The researcher told the child that they could eat one marshmallow now or try to wait. If they were able to wait, then when they came back, they could have two marshmallows. Then the researcher would leave the room for 15 minutes. Many children would wait, but many could not. The children who were able to wait and were able to delay their gratification were followed throughout their young lives. These children were found to be more sociable and more academically successful. They had better SAT scores, were less likely to use narcotics, a lower likelihood of obesity, and were able to cope with stress. Why is learning to wait so important? As adults, so many good life decisions are contingent on us waiting. In order to reach a goal, we have to work hard to attain it, and that means hard work and sacrifice. We so often have to put off pleasures in order to meet that goal. For instance, if your goal is to lose weight, if you hold off on having that extra snack, you'll move closer to your goal. If you get out of bed when the alarm goes off instead of snuggling back under the covers, there is nothing more gratifying than that, you'll be more productive that day. For kids, they should understand that if they put off watching TV or video games so that homework gets done first, they'll get better grades. Self-control is one of the most important character traits that your child needs to succeed. Talking to your kids about self-control. Practicing self-control isn't easy, even for adults. It's hard for anyone to wait. And for kids who developmentally have poor impulse control, it's even harder. Ironically, when we let children know that it's hard to wait, it makes it easier for them. We can also help them think of other things to do while they're waiting, to make the process easier, and also teaches them coping strategies on how to manage the waiting in a tolerable manner. In essence, managing the waiting in pleasurable ways is the secret to learning self-control. For younger kids, it might sound like this. I know it's so hard to wait for our pizza to be ready. Maybe if we play with our Legos for a bit, it will make the time go faster. It's so hard to wait for your play date to come over. You wish Eli was here right now. What can we do to keep ourselves busy until he comes? For older kids, I know you're expecting the team's list to come out any day now. The wait can feel really frustrating. Sometimes it helps to keep yourself busy with the things you like to do. That can sometimes ease the stress. Help children problem solve. Children with good self-control have learned to make decisions. Decisions require us to make sense of lots of information. So show them how to keep their emotions in check as they review their options and then come up with a plan. This will take a lot of time and practice. You can give your child what he needs to succeed by engaging in some constructive dialogue. For younger kids, it might look like this. Oh no, both of you want to play with the trains. How can we work it out? Oh no, we have a problem. There are three cookies and two children. How can we make this fair? For older kids, it might look like this. Both of you need the bathroom at the same time. How can we work this out? Help children plan. Help children make their own schedules. When children are in control of their schedules, not only are they learning self-control, if I don't get started on my homework now, I'm not going to be able to make it to baseball practice, they become responsible and dependable. For young children, okay, we've been having trouble getting to school on time. Let's figure out a way to make our mornings go smoother. Any ideas? For older children, okay, it's the beginning of the school year. Have you given some thoughts as to how you want to schedule your evenings to include homework and those extracurricular activities you signed up for? Let me know if you need some help. The key to success. Although self-control is serious stuff, It can also be taught through games. Making it natural and fun will be less laborious for both of you. Anytime children need to inhibit their reactions, stop themselves from doing something, they are learning self-control. Some ideas to get started are Simon Says, Red Light, Green Light, Freeze Game, and Musical Chairs. What your child needs to be successful is positive input and reinforcement at home to teach the important character traits that he'll need for classroom success. You just listened to the post titled, What Your Child Needs to Succeed, by Adina Sokloff of ParentingSimply.com. And thanks so much to Adina today. She's had some great tips for parents, as she always does. And given how much we mention the value of setting an example for our kids, I might encourage parents to take these self-control ideas a step further and try to deliberately engage in some of the same attempts at self-control alongside your kids. So what that means is think about ways in which you would both like to give in to instant gratification with the same reward at hand, kind of like her pizza example. So, for example, if you show your child, we'll call it a cake that just came out of the oven, work as a team and tell them, this is going to be so good, but I know we'll think it's even tastier if we wait until after dinner to eat it. What do you think we can do to busy ourselves now and make it easier to wait until later? It's just nice to bring a sense of teamwork to the equation. And this type of accountability, if practiced enough, will likely follow your children into situations where they're the only ones to have to wait for something. But they might be more likely to hear their parents' voice in their heads, making it easier to remember that camaraderie and resist temptation, because they remember doing it with you. Okay, that's going to do it for this one, everybody. As always, I thank you for being here and staying until the end. It's time to get going, but do come on back for tomorrow's post. It's another one that I think you're really going to enjoy. That's where your optimal life awaits.